This is a Sichuan News Update. Youth aged 12 to 18 in the regional district of Nanaimo will be able to use BC Transit for free starting this school year. To give youth in the region increased access to the communities, the regional district of Nanaimo, or RDN, is implementing a new two-year fare-free youth transit program for youth 18 years of age or younger. Currently, youth throughout British Columbia, 12 years old and younger, can ride on BC Transit and TransLink at no cost through a provincially funded program. Youth will have to register for the program to receive a physical or digital pass. The RDN's new program will start on September 6th, but to beat the new school year rush, the RDN has started rolling out pop-up registration events for youth to sign up in advance. CHY spoke with Scott Myers, Manager of Transit Relations and Planning for the RDN, about the new program and pop-ups. Myers says youth eligible for the program can sign up for the pass at any of the pop-ups across the regional district or at Nanaimo's BC Transit office on Hammond Bay Road. Myers explains what youth need to register.
All we're asking for is when the individuals come in that they have some forms of identification that just identifies that they are they meet the age requirements. That's 13 to 18 years of age, and that they are a resident of the regional district in Nanaimo. So that's all of the communities within the regional district. So that would be the city of Nanaimo, district of Lanceville, city of Parksville, or the town of Qualcomm Beach, or any of the electoral areas, including Gabriola Island.
Youth can bring their smartphones to add their pass to their YUMO app. They can also receive a physical pass.
We found that the cards are easier for many people. They find them easier to use on the buses as they board. But we're also recognizing that many youth have or are already using the app on their phone. And for many of them, it's just easier to load it. Our staff can support with both.
In addition to giving youth free access to public transportation, Myers says this new program will allow the RDN to track transportation data of the youth in the program.
The data collection that we're collecting is really important so that we're getting, you know, really good true data so that we can make a really good argument for one case or the other, and that the board has a really good understanding of youth travel patterns and how this program will either economically affect the region, how it will make transportation more accessible, how it could ease the burden on some parents, you know, all of those kinds of things that were very important to the board.
Myers explains they'll be tracking the amount the youth passes are used and which routes are taken, but no further information about the riders will be tracked or shared. He says the program will run for an initial two-year period, but eligible youth will need to reapply come next September.
So it will expire after 1 year. However, we will have more information before then. If we carry on the program the very same way, they'll just be able to come in and bring that same pass, and we'll be able to upgrade it for another year at that point.
For any youth that turn 19 during the year, Myers says the passes will still be effective until their expiry date.
However, they could continue to use that card for anything else transit-related after the program ends, or if they were to age out of the program.
Youth will be able to apply for the passes anytime while the program is running. Meaning students who may not need to use public transit during the school year can sign up for the pass to use during the summertime.
The expectation is this is just to open up opportunities for them to be able to have increased mobility, increased access to transportation. So if they grab the card or they don't use it a lot, that's okay. But when they find themselves with a summer job, that's great that we understand that travel.
Myers says this program will help open transportation accessibility for youth in the area, and will also help the RDN and BC Transit understand youth travel patterns to find ways to better plan and accommodate for everyone.
We recognize that youth have different needs for transit, you know, public transportation. So in some cases, it may come down to a monetary thing. In other cases, it may be more of a convenience thing. We recognize that for others, it's very much about environmental stewardship. Everybody may have a different reason, but the goal is that they're receiving better access.
He says they hope youth will start to use transit and understand how beneficial it can be. Myers says at the pop-up event, staff will be able to sign the youth up for the free passes, along with answering any questions they may have about using public transportation. As well, staff can help youth figure out best routes for getting around. The pop-up events are on now until September 6th. This week, pop-ups can be found at Country Club Center, Woodgrove Center, Nanaimo Ice Center, Oliver Woods, and Oceanside Place. As well, youth can sign up for the program at the Nanaimo BC Transit office located at 6300 Hammond Bay Road. For CH1 News, in Nanaimo, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.